Shirley Hardy Ricks or his wife have been travelling on a motorbike, Millie. They started at the bottom of South America and rode up to Alaska. Last week, Brian, you were in Canada and you've ended up in New York. You didn't ride there, did you?
Of course we did, Darren. Of course we rode here.
How long did that take?
Actually, we left Toronto and we rode right down through the state park down to Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
In 2 days, you can do that. And we stayed with an old work colleague of Shirley's there and drove around in his 1966 Mustang around Washington, D.C., going to all the sites around Washington. And he's a cameraman over here and had a pass to get us into the underground bowels of the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. So we were able to ride on a little trolley cars underneath the state parliaments and all the rest of it, which is absolutely fascinating. Great place to visit.
It would have been. And so how long are you in New York for, and what are you going to do there?
Okay, well, we arrived in New York yesterday, and today we got across into Manhattan Island and went to the World Trade Center Memorial, which is moving, very, very moving there. I mean, you think 3,000 people that died in that tragedy. Are all commemorated by name around these two great pools that they've got there. There's still a great deal of construction going on with all the other buildings that they're putting up there, but it just shows you that America and neither Australia and all the rest of us can't walk to terrorism, and that really you can see how it melded America together. And there's a great deal of feeling. There's people milling around everywhere. You have to take a ticket to get in there. It's all free, but because there's so many people wanting to go and see it, they must be in groups in about an hour block. So we found it great to go in and see that. We spent most of the day there, actually.
Yeah, for sure. And now I thought of you during the week, Brian, as former head of the homicide squad here in Victoria, that we've had a terrible week over here. No doubt you've heard all of that news.
Yes, I did hear about that, and Dave Butler and the other guys in the homicide squad did a fantastic job, and those sorts of events, they're a big team effort, and I know there'll be someone who's signed the information for the charges that have been laid, and you know, there's a case that has to go before court, but what a great effort, and a great effort by everyone in the community of Victoria. From what I've been gathering on the internet, there's been a fantastic response to solve that terrible crime, and as I heard one commentator say, that it's not indicative of Melbourne. We're better than that, and people can go out and should go out and enjoy themselves. And I've got to say, I was just looking at some stats for here over in America. There's nearly 3,000 people killed in those terrible events at World Trade Center. But there's 9,000 people killed by firearms here in the States every year.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? That is an amazing stat.
Yeah.
And, well, on a brighter note, Brian, what does this week bring? Where do you go to from here on your bike, on your BMW?
Well, I parked the bike. As you can imagine, the traffic in New York City is pretty horrendous, but I am going to risk driving across in there and getting some photos of the bike in New York City.
Yeah.
And then we're heading up to Boston, which is a great part of the world, a lot of American history up there, and then we're following the fall across back towards Toronto, actually, Darren, because we're flying the motorcycle out of Toronto to Manchester in England.
Ooh.
So that'll leave in a week or so.
It keeps on going, doesn't it?
Some good gardens in Boston too, Brian, a couple of good botanic gardens, I believe, there. Plenty to do.
We'll have to try and take them in.
Yeah.
Yes, we will. We want to do that, and when we travel down from Toronto down to Washington, D.C., you just see the start of the change of colours as we're going through some of the state parks and taking the back roads, getting off these damn interstates, which are great to get somewhere in a hurry, but you really miss the scenery by doing that. And we had a wonderful time just meandering our way through the beautiful state parks.
Good on you, Brian. Enjoy the week's travel, and we'll speak again somewhere in the States. Brian Ricks in New York City on 3AW at 9:45.
G'day, this is Dennis Walter. This week